Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media conciliar. Today's episode is brought to you by NetCertif, Fotify, and Franchise Payments Network. If you're looking for something buzzworthy to reward your customers with, check out Pollinate. It's an all-inclusive loyalty and gift card technology company focused on the franchise space. Powered by industry veteran Franchise Payments Network, Pollinate works with your team to create reward systems that engage your customers while boosting sales frequency and visibility. Through custom-branded Pollinate apps featuring touchless payments, curbside pickup, and more, franchises have experienced a 17% ticket lift and 50% increase in customer visits. Create new reward streams with Pollinate where everybody will earn, redeem, enjoy, and repeat. For a glimpse of what's possible, check out Pollinate at pollinate.com/marketing. Well, just as a little bit of context here, we are recording this today live on January 15th, and we're going to talk a lot about what's happening with the stimulus and other things happening for business owners. And I wanted to bring in our expert when it comes to such things. It's Eric Schechterman, Chief Development Officer at Benetrends Financial. Hey, Eric, how are you?
I'm good, sir. I'm a little unhappy you referred to me as the expert, but other than that, everything is good. Excited to join the audience today.
You know more than me. That makes you the expert.
Okay, that's fair enough.
So before we get down to business and what's happening today and this week and this month with the stimulus programs, first let's catch up a little bit. What's new in your world? How's the family and how's the team at Benetrends?
You know, we're good. I mean, family-wise, I keep making the joke, we haven't killed the kids yet, and they haven't killed us. So with having a seventh grader and a first grader being, you know, virtually schooled 100% full-time, it's definitely been a fun and interesting year. But, we're hanging on there. And Benetrends, you know, it's crazy to think that, I mean, we're almost at a year now. What? I mean, 10 months since, you know, we got that email. Hey, by the way, the governor has shut down the county and everyone should be going home. Yeah. And thinking, oh, we'll be back here in the office in a few days. You know, all 130 employees packed up their stuff and went home. And we haven't been back since. So, but no, I mean, everything in our world, I mean, we ended up, I guess when I get asked that question, I would say, for us, 2020 never got as bad as we thought it was going to be, and it rebounded faster into a higher level than we thought we would be able to get to. Now, that being said, being in funding and compliance administration in the world of 2020 and carrying over to 2021 carried a lot of different responsibilities, becoming experts on things you never thought you needed to. Talking to people about programs you never thought would come up, but knock on wood, it worked out okay. And I think we made the joke earlier. Right now, it just continues to feel an extension of 2020. I don't think we've turned the dial like, oh, great, it's 2021 and brand new. But we're excited. I mean, in addition to continuing to support our existing business owners and new business owners, Benetrends also had acquired a company named Hirel a little while back, and we're really starting to ramp up the rollout of letting our franchise partners, the franchise companies that we work with on the funding side, to know that, hey, by the way, you know, Benetrends owns this other company, Hirel, which is a great hiring platform that focuses on franchise brands, where they will help the franchisees with sourcing of job postings, onboarding, recruiting, all the things that they need so they could focus on running their business and getting the right talent hired and not have to spend all their time reviewing resumes, posting them on the 50 or 60 different job sites. So we're really excited to partner with Hirel. It was a great acquisition, and it's really just getting them acclimated into the Benetrends world. But they live in that franchisor space, working with the corporate-owned locations and their franchisee locations.
That could be a really interesting thing for this year if everything does come roaring back even more, as we're all predicting and hoping and praying for, you know, having a job service, job posting platform, that kind of thing, specifically for franchising. So, I'm real interested to see what happens with Hirel this year as well. We will share a link to Hirel here on the show notes for this podcast, so people can check it out.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. I mean, a lot of people in our space probably know like a career plug or some of the other aspects. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But when we acquired Hirel, and since then, actually in December of just here in 2020, they received the gold medal in recruiting software for that specific service that they do. So a lot of franchise brands are going to be hearing about that and hearing the Benetrends name backing that. So we're excited.
And a lot of franchisors, I think, are poised for some pretty good growth. You mentioned earlier that a lot of brands, while it might not have been their greatest year ever, 2020, they did way better than we thought they were going to do back in April and March of last year. So I'm just thinking there's probably going to be a lot more movement on the corporate level. We report every week on the Franchise News podcast about people moves and who's going, you know, to what company and who's opening up more positions in franchise brands. And it feels like that activity right now is already just on fire, with more people getting hired, more jobs actually being created at corporate brands. So it's going to be real interesting to see what happens in the Hirel world this year as well. That's very exciting. So let's talk about what's going on this week. And actually today is big PPP day. Even more exciting, I think, is what's happening in the new COVID relief stimulus that's out there. I know there's a lot of exciting things. It's thousands of pages long, but I wanted to see if you could give us a little bit of a breakdown of what you're seeing in this stimulus package and how it might affect some new business owners.
Yeah, absolutely. And to your point, there was the CARES Act last year that rolled out PPP and debt relief and support for different industries, categories, different programs. And obviously, the president had signed this into law a little over a week ago. Still waiting for final details, or like I like to say, final details, because they like to change them every now and then. And to your point, I mean, you can read the full bill, which is hundreds and hundreds of pages. I've done my best just to get comfortable with the 10-page summary that I was able to find. But what's most important is what the word that you use, Jack, is the word stimulus. The goal of what the government is doing is to stimulate the economy. And that goes beyond just supporting the existing business owner, which is the goal of the PPP program. One of the other key aspects of the stimulus package is really what's referred to as the debt relief program. Mm-hmm. But also it relates to new business owners, because the way you stimulate an economy is not just supporting the existing aspect, it's getting more entrepreneurs into it. It's getting more business owners that are deciding to do this. That's why, you see they lower the rates for buying a house. Why? Because they want people to have a reason to go and buy a house and stimulate that portion of the economy. It's sort of what we're seeing as well on the stimulus package and extending what they're referring to as the debt relief program. So it's probably good to break down, because there's more than enough information, as I'm sure you've seen, Jack, on PPP, second round of PPP, who should be doing what. And I'm happy to answer those questions, but I think what gets lost in all of it is there's some pretty nifty stuff here for those people that are thinking, I wonder if now is the time for me to buy that business or to open that second location if I already own one, or mm-hmm. buy into a different franchise. There's some things that will stimulate that aspect of funding on the SBA program.
Okay, let's dive down deep. What do you see as most helpful in this package for that?
So for me, the one that's actually most helpful is something that the borrower's never going to know, never going to see, our franchise partners, a lot of companies, they don't even know it exists. But to me, this is the most important part of what the stimulus did. The SBA, which, you know, some people don't always understand, the SBA is not actually the entity lending the money. The banks are still lending the money. Mm-hmm. But by being a PLP lender in the SBA program, I participate in that SBA program and do the loan following the guidelines that the SBA sets. And the reason I do that is that then the government, the SBA, guarantees a percentage of that loan for the bank, therefore making it less risky for lenders to put money out there in Small Business America, very much like an FHA loan for home buyers.
Right.
The percentage before the new stimulus that the government guaranteed for the bank was 75% of the loan. They have now raised that to 90%.
Wow.
So for me, that's not going to change the interest rate for a borrower. It's not going to change the terms. But what it's going to do for what our industry really focuses on is I think we're going to see a lot more lenders come to the game.
Mm-hmm. So a lot less risk for the lenders. So more loans to be granted.
Correct. I think lenders that had run to the sideline in 2020 are now going to get back in the game. And I think people that didn't even know that there was a game are going to realize it. Morgan Johns, who runs our SBA lending department, ran one of the largest government-backed lending banks and franchising for many, many years before he joined Benetrends. And he said when they did this in 2008, when they increased the guarantee, it's literally the reason the bank that he was running used to get into franchise lending. And then next thing you know, they became one of the largest SBA lenders for franchising over the next 10 years. So to me, that's the most important part. A lot of people are never going to see that in their loan packages or understand that. But to me, when I have 10 banks to send a loan to versus 5, 20 versus 10, so on and so forth, it's going to help everybody.
So there could be some new buyers out there who might have been kind of on the fence with some lenders, but since that that risk is decreased, some of these guys might be more likely to get that loan.
Absolutely. And what I always remind people, this is not getting a mortgage, because banks, they have different appetites. Some like chocolate, some like vanilla. And if you send a vanilla deal to a bank that likes chocolate, no matter how good the deal looks, they're going to turn it down. And the different appetites could be size of the loan, industry, type of buyer. So it's really important. You know, that's one of the things that we do at Benetrends with our candidates is, you know, sort of playing the matching game with the buyer and the bank. But I think a lot of these buyers that maybe in 2020 got a little discouraged should probably see more options back in the mix here in 2021. It's not a flip of a switch. It's not like everyone saw this yesterday and every bank's like, yeah, let's go. It's going to be gradual, but I think that's going to have a lasting impact. And that was something part of the stimulus package. Now there's also things in there that just impact that borrower that we can touch on as well.
Okay. Let's talk about those.
So when the CARES Act came out in 2020, one of the things that they did as part of the debt relief was they had said they would cover, literally make the payments, the government would, on 6 months worth of principal and interest for all existing and new SBA loans. So that program got very popular last year. A lot of people that weren't considering getting a loan, like, hey, if I'm gonna get one and I can get 6 months worth of principal and interest covered, let me get in on this. And then that ended probably around the end of Q3 of 2020. The new stimulus package has now brought that back. So what they have said is, number one, for existing loans, so people that already have their SBA loan and they already received 6 months of payment relief last year, they have now added an additional 3 months. And I don't know how they're going to figure this out, and I'm sure that more details will come. They've even added additional month for what they are labeling as harder hit industries. But for the new borrowers, so for people that are considering getting into business ownership now or buying a new location or pursuing a new SBA loan, any loans that are approved between February 1st and September 30th of this year will have 6 months worth of principal and interest paid by the SBA. That is not waived. That is not deferred. So there's no actual taxable event there. The government is actually making those payments to the bank.
Wow, that is free money happening out there for new buyers.
Yes. Now, I say that with a disclaimer, as I'm glad that you dated our talk at the beginning of the call. Last year, when they rolled it the 6 months out, they had the same language where they said all loans approved between this date and this date. And about 6 weeks later, they changed one word, and they changed the word approved to funded.
Oh.
Which is very, very different. In a lot of businesses, it might not be like a service-based business, but in a brick-and-mortar environment, you're not really fully funded in the SBA's eyes until you have your certificate of occupancy.
So, what kind of a time frame are you typically looking at for some of these new businesses between approved and funded?
Oh, that is a dangerous question. So I was just on a conference earlier this week, and the comments I was hearing a lot is, oh, it takes so long for SBA, or this is taking long. And Jack, I guess what I will say is the SBA environment and timeline of 2020 and where we are today, to me, is actually very much like the SBA program that's always been in place with the banks. I think where the outlier was is in 2017 to 2019, whether it was right or wrong. I think that that world started to mirror a little bit, maybe the mortgage world of the early 2000s. Fast, less oversight, maybe some loans that should have had a little bit more detail involved, and everything was moving quicker and easier. And I think people got used to that. And now when I tell somebody, yeah, you know, from the date that you submit a loan package, you're probably looking at 60 to 90 days in a service-based business from where you're getting your closing, or longer if you're doing this. And, you know, the next round of PPP funds might even slow the banks down even more. And people are like, oh my God, that's ridiculous. I'm like, is it though? Well, that seems pretty normal. Yeah. I just think that we're dealing with a lot of denial versus acceptance. The S in SBA does not stand for speed. And it's also interesting of where people start their timeline. Like, oh, I spoke with Benetrends, so I'm 60 to 90 days away from me getting my loan. No. From the date that you submit your completed loan package, business plan, projections, 3 years tax returns, personal finance, you know, a full package, then that clock starts ticking of, when do you get a term sheet back? Could be 5 to 10 business days. When do you get out of underwriting? Could be 2 to 3 weeks, could be 4 to 6 weeks. And unfortunately, Jack, in what I've seen in the last 12 to 18 months, there's no rhyme or reason of why one takes longer than the other.
We'll be back in a moment with more of our conversation with Eric after this word from NetCertive. NetCertive is a digital advertising platform that helps corporate franchise marketers drive more local leads and sales for their franchisees by helping franchises do hyper-local digital advertising so that every market and every neighborhood gets a personalized message, media plan, and budget allocation to be meaningfully relevant and present to every single local shopper. NetServe knows that if you don't localize, you lose, and that there's a better way to market locally. Franchisees who opt into digital advertising programs supported by NetServe average around 20% more sales than franchisees who don't, while franchisors typically reduce their marketing team's operational costs by 25%. Learn more now at NetServe.com.
I would get on this as soon as possible, because some of the other benefits that are there as well is they've waived what's referred to as the SBA guarantee fee. The guarantee fee is not something that a lot of our partners, our franchisor companies, our consultants, business brokers, whoever often really know about, but really it's a closing cost to the borrower. Essentially, you take the guaranteed portion of the loan. So if I have a $300,000 loan and the government is now guaranteeing 90% of that to the bank, the guaranteed portion is $270,000. As a cost, the borrower has to pay what's called the SBA guarantee fee, which sometimes can range really anywhere between 2.5% to 3.75% of that guaranteed loan size, depending on the terms, the years, the loan size. And that's a closing cost that that borrower has at the time of closing. They have now waived that fee.
Wow, that could be a substantial fee.
Yeah, I mean, I was doing some math around it, and if I went to get an SBA loan under these new stimulus aspects, 6 months principal and interest and the SBA guarantee fee being waived, and I'm getting a $350,000 loan. If I did one before this, and now I do it under these circumstances, it's probably doing a cost savings of over $30,000 for me.
Wow. Wow. So almost, you know, let's say 10% or so of your total cost. Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know we've joked around before on different calls, Jack, I never want to say, you might not have thought about buying a business, but since money is cheap, now you should.
Yeah.
But I mean, everyone sees it right now. I can't go 2 minutes without a real estate agent saying to me, you might want to look at buying that house or refinancing. Why? Because money's never been a better spot to get for that circumstance. Well, if you really want to make the statement, there has never been a better time to get a small business loan. The interest rate is at an all-time low. It's capped at prime plus 2.75. Prime is 3.25, which is the lowest it's been since the housing crisis of 2008. So if you're telling me 6 months principal and interest waived, SBA guarantee fee waived, lowest interest rate in the history of the program. Okay, you know what? Maybe it's time to get in the game. So that's just some things to consider.
Yeah, and I don't want to oversell this too much, but we also don't know what's going to happen with our new Congress, new president, and what other things could happen in the year 2021. These numbers may not ever be this low again.
I would confidently say that, assuming that my career goes on for a decent period of time, that I don't know if I'll be able to ever look back and say, I found a better time than now.
Yeah.
The next, you know, to your point, future, past, whatever. And then to your point earlier, Jack, I mean, listen, this country is going to come back. We are coming back. Businesses are going to come back. We're, you know, there's the vaccine. There's all these different things. It's going to be a faster recovery than where we were in the crash of 2008, because, you know, that was sort of man-made.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, this, we're dealing with a pandemic.
Right.
So, I mean, as you saw, I mean, a lot of the companies that we cherish and love today are ones that launched in 2009 and 2010.
Yeah.
And some of those opportunities, you know, I mean, if you look at where franchising and small business is, opportunities are going to be there. On top of that, if you want to call it not even just the best time to get a loan, if you don't think you're in a renter's market as far as commercial real estate, you got nothing coming.
Yeah. You know, that's a whole nother aspect of starting a business right now, outside of all of the lending stuff that we're talking about today. There's so many other opportunities out there when it comes to real estate, or when it comes to even, you know, working with suppliers and all other types of things. I really do think we're going to look back and maybe Eric will come back to this podcast and we'll listen to ourselves again in 5 years and say, man, there was nothing like January of 2021.
From your lips to God's ears, sir.
Yeah, I sure hope so. So before we go, Eric, today, any final thoughts on the stimulus package or anything else that you're seeing happening out there right now, or maybe for the first half of this year?
You know, I would just say, Jack, what bothers me a lot in the industry when we work with candidates, and all I can tell people is measure twice, cut once. All the information, everything I spoke about today, I love Benetrends. I love the place that we have in the lending landscape. And yes, I have access to certain resources. Everything I talked about today, I learned from going to the SBA website, to the government website, to the NAGL, the National Association for Government-Backed Lenders. Be careful of all the other marketing that's out there. Come to us for your PPP loan and we'll charge you this. Like, you don't need to pay somebody to do that, or, you know, do this or do that. Just get the accurate information, verify that information, and then move from there. That's something we really pride ourselves on at Benetrends is, you know, we don't view ourselves as selling funding. We're here to educate people on what their options are. If something that we do here is something that you need, great. If it's a product or a service that we don't do that you need to be educated on, we're not hanging up the phone. Like, we're here to just tell you this is your best option. Maybe it's getting a home equity line of credit because those rates are an all-time low. Maybe it's taking a loan against an existing retirement plan. Maybe it is utilizing, you know, the program that we do here, the Rainmaker program that, you know, allows you to access retirement funds without tax or penalty. So the biggest thing I would say is there are more options to fund a business than ever before. And you've heard me use this line before with your audience. If all you do is bring a hammer to the game, everything starts to look like a nail.
Yeah.
You got to bring all of your funding tools, figure out which ones will be the best to get the job done, and then go from there. So that would just be, there's a lot of great opportunity. Do your homework. There's a lot of great funding. Do your homework. As you know, your listeners can always reach out to me at Eric, that's E-R-I-C, at Benetrends.com. With a last name like Schechterin, you have to have that simple email. And of course, our website, www.benetrends.com. And we even have a site that you can put that in and put /social geek and have some access there where we know that you were one of the listeners here and you can get directly to me. So happy to just answer any questions and always talk funding.
Before we go, a quick word from Photify. I've had several people ask me recently about the comeback of a lifetime graphics we're creating for the podcast and sharing on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. I'm using Photify to create these images right from my phone. I can instantly drop in a Social Geek Radio logo and have it up on social media in a matter of seconds. And our marketing assistant can do the same using logos, GIFs, and images that I've already approved. So a tip for marketing pros at Franchise Systems, if you want to give your franchisees and their teams the ability to make great, unique local posts, but you still control the brand, this is how you do it. Sign up now at photify.pro. And thanks for listening to Social Geek. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.